Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday, man. I want to thank you guys for joining us every morning as we get to go through God's Word. It's just a blessing to do that. So I have titled today's Mi'ina, This is How I Fight My Battles. Okay, today I want to talk about those daily battles that as Christians we face. And I want to look at a strategy in which victory is always there. It's interesting. So let's look at this. But before we get too much, let's pray and let's invite God to join us in this time and speak through His Word. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just come before You and we thank You so much for Your love for us. God, we thank You so much for Your Word, God, and the truths in it. God, I pray that every day You would help us to have more and more faith in Your promises. Help us to act on Your Word, God, and just help us to bring others to You, God, and may You be the glory. Bless this time, I pray that You join us and speak through Your Word. It's in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Everyone said, amen. All right, so there are so many things in our life that as a Christian we either must stand for or we must stand up to. We all have personal battles with sin in our life. We have to stand up to that sin on a daily basis, right? Then there's battles that as a Christian body we should all face, that we should rise up against a culture that goes against the biblical standards, right? We have to come together. We have to fight these things. The question that I have today is, how do we fight them? What weapons do we use? So the story that the Lord gave me this year is amazing. Today is an awesome one. It's in Exodus, and we're going to look at Exodus 14. Okay, just a little background. So Exodus, obviously, the children of Israel have been in Egypt. After Joseph died, right, they're now slaves to Pharaoh. Okay, and God has just completed His 10 plagues, right, shown His power through the 10 plagues. They have done the first Passover, right? And through all that, Pharaoh finally says, all right, you can go. Now, where we're going to pick up, the children of Israel are actually stuck between the desert and the Red Sea. Okay. And on either side of them, there's cliffs. So they're pretty much surrounded. And Egypt is bearing down on them, right? And we're going to read about that today. But we're just going to start in verse in Exodus 14. And then I want to apply what we read to the battles that we face every day as Christians. Okay, so let's start Exodus 14. And again, I like to read through the New King James, but whatever version you have, let's pull that up and we can read. All right, Exodus 14, starting in verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they turn and camp before Pi-Hahiroth between Migdol and the sea. Opposite Baal-Zephon, you shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land, and the wilderness has closed them in. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart, so that he will pursue them. And I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Okay, first thing I want you to notice in these first four verses is simply the purpose of the battle, right? The end goal. The end goal of this battle, and I believe every battle that we have, is to bring glory to God, right? So that others may see God, know that there's a God in Israel, and know that He has power to protect and fight for His people. And I believe that's the same today. Christians stand up so people will realize, hey, it's not us. We couldn't possibly fight these battles, but it's God who's got our backs. Okay, let's keep reading. Sorry. Side note, I almost forgot. So the purpose of the battle is God's glory. It's not our glory. It's not that we win. It's that in the end, God wins and people see Him. Okay, verse 5. Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servant was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Also, he took 600 choice chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt were with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them camping by the sea, because Pi Pihahiroth, or sorry, beside Pihahiroth before Baal-Zephon. Baal-Zephon. Okay. So, second thing in these next verses I want us to notice is the size of the army against the children of Israel, right? Pharaoh brings all of his chariots out, right? Even his nice ones to take his slaves back. In our battles in this life today, you will see enemies that there's no way that we can defeat, right? There's no way the Israelites are prepared by themselves to defeat Pharaoh in Egypt, okay? So, and I think it's funny because these next verses, you'll see the Israelites start complaining. And I think we have a tendency to do that too. Instead of saying, hey, God, I know you got this, we're going to complain about how many enemies there are. We're going to complain about our situation. And I love Moses' response. Let's read that. So we'll start in verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there are no graves in Egypt, have you taken us out to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is it not that the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. They're at a point where they're like, why didn't you just let us stay slaves, right? It would have been much better for us to live there and just stay slaves than to die here, right? Instead of following God's word, God promised to his promised land that he had for them. Why can't we just stay as slaves? At least we had three meals, right? And here's Moses' response, verse 13. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you. All you shall do is hold your peace. I love this. I love Moses' response. In the last one, the Lord will fight for you. All you must do is hold your peace. In the ESV version, I believe it says, all you have to do is be silent. I love this. Moses is like, all you guys got to do is shut up. Shut up and let God take this battle, right? Stop your complaining. Stop looking at the size of the army. Instead, look at the size of your God. And God has it, right? So I think with us, that's a lot of times what we need to do. I know I just told us to shut up, right? But sometimes I think we need to shut up. We need to be still and know that our God is bigger than the battle we're facing. And his glory will come from the end, whatever happens, right? We know that in the end, God wins. We know that we'll be with him if we're walking his path, if we've accepted Christ as our Savior. Okay, so, and then let's look at the Lord's response. We're just going to read four more verses, 15 through 19, and then we'll sum up what happened. So, verse 15, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. How can they go forward? They're stuck right to the sea, right? So, see what he says. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go down on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army and his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, and that I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Again, in this, God reminds them, my glory is the purpose of this, right? Not mine, but God says my glory. They will know that I had glory over Pharaoh, right? Well, obviously, we know the rest of the story. Moses parts the Red Sea, or I should say God, through Moses lifting up his staff, parts the Red Sea. They walk on dry ground. The chariots and horses hit the mud. They get stuck. Obviously, the water comes and overtakes them, and God's glory is shown. It's funny because I've heard some people say, oh, the Israelites just crossed in a few feet of water. And it amazes me, because I think it takes more faith to know that the Israelites crossed in a few feet of water and the Egyptians drowned in a few feet of water than to know that it was deeper than that, right? So God works for his glory. God fought this battle. I think sometimes in this life, we focus too much on the battle we're facing. We focus too much on the enemy. We focus too much on what the news is saying, the bad things that they're shooting at us. We focus too much on the arrows, and we don't focus enough on God. Wise man said once, right? He said, stop telling God how big your problems are and start telling your problems how big your God is, right? We serve a God who will fight for us. And I think a lot of times we need to stop complaining. We need to shut up. And I'm talking to myself here too. I'm not just telling you guys to shut up, but we need to shut up and we need to let God fight our battles. Now, I'm not saying that we do nothing, because if we do nothing, if we just decide to just sit through life doing nothing, no battle's ever going to come. There'll be no opposition because there's no enemy. The enemy wants us to just chill and sit out and do nothing, right? Because then we're not doing anything for the kingdom. But when we stand up for what the Bible says, the promises of God, that's when opposition comes. And that's when we can fight those battles. We can say, all right, God, it's yours. I've stood up. I've done what you've asked and put the battle into God's hands. Because we know that when it's in God's hands, his outcome is better than any outcome we could ever do. So whatever battle you're facing today, maybe it's a personal sin that you've been fighting with a lot. Maybe you're standing up for what's right in the workplace, right? Standing up for what God says in his word in the workplace. Maybe you're preaching, reaching out to others, serving others. Those are all battles because you're all serving the kingdom, right? Whatever battle you're serving, you're fighting today, not serving. Whatever battle you're fighting today, remember the ultimate way to win it is to give it to God and let him fight. Let him take that battle for you. But don't sit down and do nothing. You have to stand. When you stand, God stands up with you. Go out. Fight those battles as Christians today. Win those souls. Bring people to Christ. Bring people to the one who can save their souls, who can bring them to heaven. That's our call. We are warriors for Christ. Warriors who God fights for. Isn't that amazing? You guys have an amazing day. Thank you.